You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Renergen Limited, a company that specializes in liquefied natural gas, that's LNG production, as well as helium, gave us an update for their 6 months ended August 2024. I'm joined on the line by the Renergen CEO, Stefano Morani, to take a look at the company's performance, try and make sense of how they are faring in the first half of their year. Good evening, Stefano. It's been a while. Lovely to speak to you. Looking at the numbers, revenue up 1.8 million. The rest of the numbers not looking so good. How do you reflect on the first half of the period?
Good evening to you and the listeners, and thanks for having me. First and foremost, what's necessary is context. I think everyone is aware of the fact that we were commissioning the helium side of the plant. That's the first thing. The second thing is, we've been very transparent with regards to the challenges that we'd faced during the commissioning of the helium. So the numbers that you see over there are reflective of a plant that is that from a cost-based perspective is operating as though it were in full operation mode. But during the commissioning phase, we weren't generating revenue from the helium side. And so you've got a skewed perception of what the actual reality is, because if you think about what you're doing, you're running compressors, you're running equipment for the helium side of it, but you're doing that while you're actually getting the equipment to the point where you've completed the construction and the commissioning. It just is what it is. It's the way that you handle the commissioning of any new equipment. But we're fairly confident now that this period is behind us and we've got the entire plant operating.
One of those big concerns that was there was that cold box, and you needed to bring in some specialists to fix the cold box for the helium. Now that everything's been fixed and tested, when are we expecting helium sales to start?
So the cold box is in liquefaction. We're busy currently preparing multiple storage units. Sales of helium is unfortunately that's under NDA, and our customer isn't too comfortable with the market knowing as and when helium is being shipped to and when. It is quite a secretive market, so I can't give you any forecasts on that. But we will be able to announce after the delivery of the container has taken place.
Stefano, let's take a look at the LNG business. LNG tonnages coming through at 2,388 odd tons, a little higher, almost identical to what it was in the prior period in terms of the production side of things there. What does demand look like there, and what does the order book look like? Is there a bankable order book that's confirmed at this stage?
All of the LNG that we have has been pre-contracted. So 100% of LNG production is all forward sold.
And the rest of the order book that you haven't yet produced, is there orders that are waiting to be fulfilled?
That's exactly what I mean. So all of the LNG from the plant, as the plant starts to ramp up to nameplate capacity, all of the LNG that this plant will produce is already contracted.
Okay. Stefano, do you have an indication of the output, the maximum output, once everything is operational in an ideal kind of scenario for either the LNG side and the helium side? Just what expectation can be in an ideal world? Obviously, there will be challenges. The business might have breakdowns and all of that, but do you have an idea of what it'll look like?
Yeah, no, listen, absolutely. So the nameplate capacity on the plant would sees us producing between 50 and 55 tons of LNG per day. And in terms of helium, it produces 75,000 standard cubic feet of liquid helium per day. Those are the headline nameplate output numbers. So at the moment the tonnages are we're probably about 35 to 40% and starting the ramp up process.
Stefano, I want to look at some of the other interesting developments that have been taking place. There is an ongoing dispute with the solar group around some land issues. Can you just shed some light on that?
Yes. So, look, I'm going to be relatively Spartan with regards to what I can and can't share, simply by virtue of the fact that it is a dispute. So I don't want to prejudice either party's positions. But the nub of the matter is that there's a farm in question where a solar development has commenced construction, and we have a petroleum production right with areas in that land where there are potential drilling targets, and on that basis, the dispute is around us being able to access those drilling areas.
Stefano, without commenting on the details of the dispute, can you shed some light on how much of the land, in terms of land area and possible reserves, are affected or could be affected?
So, with respect to the total acreage on their land, the drilling targets, if you just take a look at the square area of the drilling targets that we have relative to the area that they're building, it's about 10% of the land in question that they're sitting on. But obviously it's in quite strategically located pieces of the land where the drilling would take place, and therein lies the nub. With regards to the acreage relative to our field, it's no secret that we've got quite a large parcel of land with regards to our petroleum production right. But you know, this is in a very important area for us. So, you know, we've just got to follow the natural process with regards to how we reach an agreement between the parties.
Another important area for the Renegen business is that US listing. There were some subscription updates on the debentures that were taken up as part of the fundraising efforts there. Can you shed some light on where we stand with the US listing, when we can expect it to take place, and are we kind of back on track there?
So far so good. Everything is proceeding well. The key thing for us now is finalizing the a private submission to the SEC. So, like in South Africa, we've got the JSE and the regulatory authorities. The SEC is the regulator in the US, and the SEC oversees the document that you use for your prospectus. There is a private filing that goes in, and that private filing can be prepared once the set of financials has been made PCAOB compliant, which is a US term. And then we can make the submission and move it to the next step. We're hopeful and optimistic that this is probably the last private submission before we can then switch it over into a public submission. And then from there, we'll get to the sharp end of the stick on the IPO process.
Stefano, what does that mean for timelines? Are we pushing this back to Q2 next year, Q3, Q4? Understanding, of course, that some of the stuff would be subject to when the SEC does their part. But what does a timeline idea kind of look like for when we can expect IPO?
So the timeline on the IPO is not currently on the critical path. The important thing for us is that when it comes to forecasting this, one needs to remember that, as you rightly point out, the tricky part to forecast is the regulatory side of it. So far, the SEC has been very good. They've been very responsive, and their comments have been very well thought out. So a lot of that timing, it's all completely dependent on when the SEC gives us the final go-ahead. From a market perspective, I think once we've got the clarity from timing on the SEC, we'd then be able to put very concrete timelines down for everyone. But for now, that's difficult to predict until we've got the final clarity from the SEC.
Stefano, let's wrap things up with a look at some investor and shareholder numbers. No dividend was declared here. Obviously, with the operational standpoint of the business, you'd want to be more revenue generating, I suppose. Take us through the next couple of months. What are the expectations here? How much more resources are you expecting to burn through before revenues start to hit peak levels? Give us an idea of where the business stands.
So where we stand at the moment is we're in the process of now ramping up the operations from the current production levels, and that's an ongoing process. So, it's a function of tying in additional wells and connecting in additional kilometers of pipeline. Obviously, once we then hit nameplate capacity, then the financial, then the income statement looks completely different. It's a completely different kettle of fish. So we're optimistic. We've got our internal timelines. We're working towards those, and we're fairly confident that we're going to be achieving those. Commenting and putting anything down in the public would be deemed to be a forecast. I'm going to avoid giving any forecasts without them having been audited first. But suffice it to say, we're so far on track with our internal projections, and the team is doing a really great job at working towards achieving those projections.
Well, I suppose we can do nothing but wait and see when those numbers do come out. We'll certainly look to catch up as those numbers are made public. For now, we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Stefano. Stefano Morani, who is CEO of Renogen, on their update for the first 6 months of the year and where they are forecasted going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.